Hi, everyone. Here's the thing. Jeff and I have been really busy, and we try to release an episode every week, but as you know, we don't always make it. So this one's late, and also, we recorded it in a car. It sounds awful. So if you hate bad audio, just skip this one. But if you like us more than you care about audio quality, go for it. We'll be back next episode with decent audio quality.
We're back.
I feel like we have to do a disclaimer for the audience because this is going to be sounding probably pretty shitty.
A disclaimer. We're going to diss the claimer.
Okay. Maybe we should just not do this today.
Sounds like a Halo thing.
Okay, here's the deal.
You've come disclaimer. Disclaimer is the worst hero name. Well, he's Reclaimer, so is that much better?
Disclaimer.
He's like, his catchphrase is like, but actually... but before we go into this battle, I've got some statements to read.
Okay, so the actual disclaimer, though, is that we're recording this in the car, which we've tried to do before, and... What happened? We weren't on the right input setting. We recorded a great episode and lost it.
Yeah, we were on the wrong mic channel.
So we're trying again. We don't know even if this will be usable. But we're going to record a great episode anyway.
Right? Because great episodes is the only episodes that we ever make.
Welcome to Super Good Question, the dumb podcast where we answer hypothetical questions that we found on the internet. I'm Andrew.
I'm the disclaimer.
All right, let's get started.
So, you want to make it a separate file?
Fuck it. Okay. All one file.
So, I got a bit of an update from our last episode.
Okay.
Concerning the great seat reclination debate.
Yes, airplane seats. You were on an airplane.
I was on an airplane twice in the past week. And
well, like there and back.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Twice. What else do you say?
I guess. I don't know. It doesn't. Whatever.
It were two separate planes. That's right. They were different planes.
Okay, yeah.
And. Okay, to my shock and dismay, I brought up this question with my significant other.
Uh oh.
And.
We had a fight.
We did. Well, we had a minor disagreement, and it turns out she's in favor of no recline.
Right.
She thinks it's a dick move, no matter what, I guess.
Really? So
she said this. If the flight's long enough and there's like a sleepy time period
Right. Where
they turn the lights out,
yeah,
then it's much more acceptable. But if it's like, okay, our flight was 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Okay.
So she said that was too short initiated the recline clause.
She would have been mad if someone reclined on that flight into her.
Right.
But in general, it's rude, she thinks.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did a Twitter poll, and, you know, our Twitter polls don't get a lot of responses, but it was like... 55-45 or something like that. Like, super close.
I had no idea this was such a divisive topic.
I know. There's no middle ground. I mean, it's all middle ground, I guess. I don't know.
So, after she told me that, I was starting to get, like, really self-conscious, and I didn't want to recline my seat on the flight home.
Yeah.
So, like, 2 hours in, I hadn't touched the knob or the button. And then this fucking jabroni behind me decides I'm too soft and decides he's going to put his knee in the back of my seat.
Oh.
So...
I like how people act like you can't feel that.
Yeah, I know. Like, so I spent like 15 minutes like aggressively squirming against his knee to like send him a message. And that didn't work. So I was like, I'm sorry, bro. You've left me no choice. Hit that button. Climb that bitch.
Yeah. Did you break his knees?
I like to think I caused some sort of inflammation or swelling.
Was there a reaction at all from him?
His knees didn't immediately drop off the seat, but a couple minutes later they did. I'm guessing due to the fact that the incline makes it no longer comfortable to put your knees there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was my plan all along.
Right. So you didn't even do like the slow recline.
I fired it back with aggression, but only for like 40 minutes, and then I eased up on him. And guess what? The fucking knees came back.
Of course they did. Wow. So your update is, you still, do you think it's, like, have you come around to Naomi's side, or?
I feel like I'm maybe seeing it from a different angle, sort of, but I also think my own stance is still 100% valid. I don't want to have eyes on me unnecessarily.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that eyes were being drawn up until this point.
How worried are you about coronavirus?
Are you trolling? Is this a troll? Bro, Trump said, don't worry about it.
Right. And he's a doctor of science.
He has access to all the top medical minds of the U.S., I'm sure. Well, minus a couple libtards.
Okay. So, you're not afraid of coronavirus. I'm more on the fence.
Bro, I'll eat a Corona cookie today. I'll eat a pure coronavirus cookie.
I do kind of want to get it to get immunity. Like, that's how you build immunity to things, right? Like,
yeah.
Everybody who's getting it now doesn't have to worry about it so much anymore. So, I realize that there's a process for that and a name for it, and it's called vaccination. But I'm willing to let a corona-infected person just sneeze on me just so I can get immunity.
Well, that's called ookie mouth.
It is called ookie mouth.
And we learned about that type of vaccination from South Park. And it's a totally viable and legitimate way of inoculating yourself.
Right. So you're not worried about coronavirus, we've established. I think
I'm not even sure coronavirus is real. I think it might be totally fake news.
I don't know what's happened to you in the last
few
years.
Think about it. It presents as a flu. Great. How do we know anyone has it then?
Science, man. Test it.
What science? Do they test you every time you get a flu?
No, but maybe they should, because it's spreading silently and we're all gonna get sick and die. I don't think that you and I have anything to worry about. I do think our parents have something to worry about, for sure. Because, like, over them over 60s, they're sensitive. Especially to, like, respiratory infections.
Yeah, but that's always been the case. That doesn't change now. Like, I don't think they're, like, in the grand scheme of things, they don't have anything really more to worry about. They can't get sick.
If a new respiratory virus is going around, that's something of concern, isn't it? If you're old? All right. I'm clearly not going to convince you to worry about coronavirus until it's in your backyard. Oh, did you know dogs can get it now?
See, that makes me believe it even less. They're starting to realize that we're catching on, and they're like, did you know dogs can get it?
What about your dog, sir?
You may not care about yourself, but with the health of your dog, and do you have any pet bats? Because they definitely have it already.
I don't know, I just see a lot of people, a lot of smart people that I know on Twitter are really worried about it. I feel like it might be a bigger deal than you think.
No, you say smart people, you just mean people. Unless...
I just mean people, and people are dumb.
Unless you're a what's it called? A scientist who does diseases. Epidemiologist?
Epiditis.
Yeah. Then you're not smart enough to know whether to be scared or not.
Okay, fair.
That's so you're all, everything else out of the direct scientific and medical community is hype and paranoia and scare tactics, and it's all a big zeitgeist.
Would you wear a t-shirt that says coronavirus is cool?
I would wear a t-shirt that is like two Corona bottles, but they have like bat wings.
So, and Corona and Bacardi labels mixed together.
This is a perfect ad marketing. In fact, it might be a viral Bacardi Corona team up.
Yeah.
And I say viral in the marketing sense, not in the very literal sense.
I have another question.
Okay.
New question. I saw on the Toronto subreddit a video of busking violinists. Did you see this?
No.
Okay. So it's two violinist buskers playing together.
Mm-hmm.
And the title of the post was, "I've talked to a few violinists. These guys aren't playing for real. Like, what do you think?" And I watched it, and I play the violin, and you don't need to be a violinist to know that these guys are miming playing their violins. And there's so a speaker bad. Behind them. Like, I do think that they were one of them was selling it better than the other one. The one that was selling it well, I could see the layman being, like, just not noticing, right?
Yeah.
But the other one was not trying hard enough at all.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, like, how you feel about fake busking in general. Like, is that a shitty thing to do or not?
That's a great question. I will say, to start off, one of my biggest pet peeves is people in movies not playing right.
Yes, yes.
So he's, like, when you see guitarists, like, faking the finger movements.
Piano a lot.
Piano, sure.
Yeah.
So that pisses me off to no end, because it's like, you're an actor. Why? You take so much care to do all these other things.
Yeah.
Well, you can't get a good take of, like, you can't get someone in there for 5 minutes to show you where your fingers roughly should be. Or maybe no one has the sense to not shoot that part.
Yeah.
Like, why are you trying to fake this? Anyways.
Or, like, learn it. Like, you're an actor. Like, what else do you have to do? Learn a song.
Daniel Day-Lewis would learn it.
Yeah.
Okay. But when it comes to busking, I almost feel like this is a hilarious scam that we should be doing.
I kind of thought that as well. But, because, like, how, like, isn't it shitty, though? Like, all the, first of all, in the video, they were getting money, like, lots of money. A lot of people were dropping money in their cases.
Okay.
So, is that, like, that's wrong, is it not? Like, but is it a performance?
Well, clearly they were entertaining someone.
That's the thing, like, it is a performance. Is it performance art?
Yeah.
Or is it actual performance?
I would have given the money based on the comedic value. I think there's merit there.
Well, the one guy, like I said, one guy was trying and the other one wasn't. The guy that was trying, I feel like if he put as much effort into his, like, learning to play as he did into miming the violin, he could probably learn to play something.
You think he spent 10,000 hours mime practicing the violin?
Like, maybe. In the comments, there were tons of videos of that same guy, like, YouTube videos that weren't about the fact that he was faking. They're just like, amazing busker in Toronto. Like, he's all over the internet as a legit busker, but none of it is real.
Okay, answer me this. In the video, are there violins plugged in?
They are plugged into something. Or at least the cords, like, there's a cord plugged into their violins, and that cord goes behind them somewhere.
Okay.
You can't really see, but it's very, very, very clear that it's not what they're playing.
Okay. If it was the case that they were not plugged in, yet the music was clearly coming out of a speaker,
right,
then that's all the more hilarious to me, and I fully support this, because anybody who didn't realize that deserves to have their money taken.
Right. Does it, what, like, would you feel, do you feel gypped? Like,
how dare
oh,
you?
Oh, we're not supposed to say that anymore.
The word is Jew.
Do you feel scammed? Would you feel scammed by that if you felt like you had been moved by the music and then realized that they weren't actually playing? Is it the music that moves you or the fact that it's being played in front of you?
Well, it's definitely both. Either can be... Like, I suppose either can move you individually. Definitely the music can move you alone from, like, without the performance.
Right.
But there's definitely an element of ramping it up when you see something live. So, I don't know. It's almost like you have the component of the music.
Yeah.
You have the component of the performance. So why isn't it valid, like, together? Like, just because...
I know, it's a hard question.
One isn't making the other.
It legitimately is a hard question. Like, I don't know where I come down on it. Because the other thing is, like, when you go see an actual performance, like, of a pop star, for example, like, how much of their voice are you hearing? You know, like a Britney Spears or whatever. We've all seen the, like, actual mic audio of Britney Spears. Like, she's not really singing.
Yeah.
But nobody cares about that. And, no, like, she is singing a little.
Singing's weird, though. It's the one thing we allow that for.
Right.
Like, we allow lip syncing, but we don't allow ghost playing.
Yeah. But maybe we should. Like, what's the problem? Like you said, there's a performance. Yeah. Like, you're
actually
seeing the visual and you're hearing it.
Yeah. And to be fair, someone did a YouTube video on this recently saying how, like, a lot of live performances are actually.
Yeah,
synced. Like Yo-Yo Ma did his like presidential performance
right.
to a track and mimed it.
Yeah,
because they couldn't get like the cello to sound right in the certain scenario.
I've heard
scenario.
Most Super Bowl performances are like
yes,
that.
Yes, that too. Yeah,
because it's not really a venue for that.
Yeah, and his conclusion, I believe, in the video was basically like, if you don't notice it, then like no one enjoys it less.
Yeah.
It's only when we tell you that he faked it that you start getting shitty.
So if you came across these violin guys in the subway tomorrow, and you're like, shit, those are the mime guys. Like, would you like stand beside them with a poster that said these guys aren't actually playing, or would you just
I'd get a makeshift violin cobbled together from subway garbage. And take a solo.
Yeah. What if you just join them with an invisible violin?
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a tough question. I don't know if it's a super good one, but it's hard.
I would have a pre-recording of their performance, play a bass line at home, record that onto it, and then go airbase with them.
Yeah. By the way, I'm not 100% sure, but the music that they were playing to, pretty sure it was cellos, not violins in the first place. Or at least one of them was.
Well, what is a cello but a gigantic violin anyways?
What are instruments? What, like, how far do you want to take this?